Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah Al-Muslim.
Alright, so we are busy discussing verse number 101, and this is where Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, after having spoken to his father and his family, now makes dua to Allah. And we discussed the first line yesterday where he says, Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulk. O my sustainer, you have given me some power. Whatever power I have, you have given it to me. But that's also just some, a little, in front of your all-encompassing power. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And you have taught me the interpretation of things. You have taught me the interpretation of things. And we explained, interpretation of things means the interpretation of dreams, interpretation of situations, of matters, of issues. He was able to understand, to grasp, to dissect. We explained in detail yesterday about the position of dreams in Islam, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to it as 146th of Nubuwa, because there was that period before Nubuwa when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see through dreams. We explained what the hadith tells us about the different types of dreams. One is a true dream that comes from Allah. Another dream is just a mixture of thoughts that you had throughout the day. It doesn't really have any meaning. The third is shaitan trying to scare you or make you grieve and that kind of thing. We also discussed that if you see a bad dream, you spit three times and read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, and then you sleep in the opposite direction. If you see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the dream, then you are indeed fortunate. No one can take the form of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even in a dream. And we discussed how even Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah, as great a jurist as he was, it was not his field. Interpreting dreams is a specialist field. And when he saw a dream that perturbed him, he asked Ibn Sirin, who was a specialist, for an interpretation, and there was actually a positive interpretation. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to speak often to Sahaba about his own dreams. He spoke to Khadija radiallahu anha about seeing Waraqa bin Nawfal in white garb, and he took it from there that he was in Jannah. He spoke about, you know, seeing, drinking from that cup of milk, and the cup being passed on to Umar radiallahu anhu sector. So that is the first line. The second line of this dua, Yusuf alayhi salam continues and says, Fatir as-samawati wal-ard, O creator of the heavens and earth. You know, he wasn't allowing himself to get carried away. Oh, I'm the king of Egypt. I'm sitting on the throne. I'm mighty. I'm big. I'm you know. No, Allah, you are the creator of the heavens and earth. Anta waliyyi fi dunya wal akhirah. You alone are my guardian in this world as well as in the year after. Tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin. Make me die on Islam and join me with the righteous. Subhanallah. Yusuf alayhi salam was worried that what will be my state when I die. That, oh Allah, you are my guardian in this world as well as in the after. Let me die as a Muslim. Tawaffani musliman. Let me die as a Muslim and then join me with the righteous in the after. He was a Nabi, son of a Nabi, grandson of a Nabi, great-grandson of a Nabi. He didn't consider himself righteous, although obviously he was from the righteous. He said, oh Allah, make me from amongst the righteous. Now, the scholars go into a discussion here that was Yusuf alayhi salam asking for immediate death? Some say no, he wasn't asking for immediate death. What is meant by this dua? That, oh Allah, when I die, let me die as a Muslim and let me be joined with the pious in the year after. Others say it is possible that he could have been asking Allah to grant him death. It is permissible to request and to make dua and to yearn for death if that is based on a yearning to meet Allah or to be saved from a particular fitna. To wish for death because of difficulties, because life is tough, that is not permissible. That has been prohibited in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if it's for a noble reason, that you really yearn to meet Allah, and that or you want to be saved from a big trial or tribulation, then that is in order. We see this in the Quran, the magicians. You know, after they accepted Islam and Pharaoh now started to persecute them, they said, Rabbana afriq alayna sabran wa tawaffana muslimin. Oh Allah, open up the gates of patience upon us and let us die as Muslims, because they realized living now was going to be very difficult. Maryam radiyallahu anha, ya laytani mittu qabla hadha wa kuntu nasyan mansiya. She said, if only I died before this, you know, when she was now in this predicament of her honor being questioned. Then there's the hadith of Mu'adh, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a hadith of Mu'adh, the following is mentioned, that if you decide to test a nation, then take me to yourself without being tested. So there it's to save yourself from a trial or a tribulation. That, oh Allah, save me from this fitna by taking me away. That's permissible. Although you got to balance it out. I mean, you got to also look that the longer you live, the more the opportunity to make to earn reward, to make tawbah, etc. Imam Bukhari, for example, rahimahullah, when he had a fallout with the Amir of Khurasan, he realized that now life was going to become very complicated, not because of hardship, but because of more spiritual aspects. So then he said, oh Allah, cause me to die to you. Even when people will see Dajjal, they'll make dua that, oh Allah, take me. Let me not be exposed to this fitna. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua also in his final moments. Allahumma fir rafiq al-alam. Oh Allah, I desire the highest companionship, and that is your companionship. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam acquired perfect knowledge, and he acquired the height of power and wealth in this world. He now yearned to acquire the great status of his forefathers in the year after as well. That's why he said, wa alhaqni bis salihin, that join me with the righteous. So either he was not actually making dua for death, in reality he was saying, when I die, let me die as a Muslim, or if he was making dua for death, it meant it was purely out of a yearning to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not because of any difficulty or hardship.